Well, Eyewitness News reporting that questions this morning about the tiger spotted in Edenvale, with the local SPCA saying there's no confirmation that the cat is safe or alive, but it says an investigation is still underway. Footage emerging on social media yesterday of a tiger in the driveway of a house. A while later, a security company reporting that it had been captured, but the SPCA not convinced. Joining us on the line now is Doug Volhotter, who's the Wildlife Protection Unit Manager at the National Council of SPCAs. Doug, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having me, Africa.
We have tried to reach out to the SPCA specifically operating in Edenvale. Unfortunately, we have had no joy. Do you have any information regarding this tiger that was spotted yesterday?
No, we don't. And this is the big problem. The society is also obstructed from finding out where the tiger has gone to. So, and there's been no real footage of the tiger being sedated. And it's led to a whole lot of other questions, such as who carried out the sedation, because darting can only happen by a vet. And there's also very controlled and highly scheduled drugs that are used in the darting process. So, you know, we've got more questions than answers right now. And like the society, until we receive absolute proof that the tiger is at a sanctuary and it's the same, we have to still believe that the tiger hasn't been captured yet.
Because there are legally and clear steps that need to be undertaken when a wildlife animal, I suppose, escapes its, I don't know, in this case, wherever it was kept by its owner. As you say, one of you guys are then meant to be called out, a vet who's qualified to carry out such tranquilizing actions and so forth, should then be leading the charge with that. It shouldn't be a security company who is leading the charge.
You are right. It's just to correct, the SPCA are not there to capture the animals. It's not part of our mandate. Our mandate would be to ensure that the capture done by those responsible is done humanely and with the animal's welfare as a priority. But you're absolutely right. I have no idea why a security company would ever become involved in the capture of the tiger. It doesn't make sense. There should be a wildlife vet. There should be GDOT officers on the ground right away. So the whole story doesn't really make sense.
Let me ask this question then, Doug. Why is it seemingly so easy for South Africans to own wildlife animals? I mean, it almost, to me, sounds wrong that an animal that is meant to be living out in the wild should be the property of an individual.
Well, in this case, it's because tigers, South Africa isn't the home range state for tigers, so therefore they're classified as exotics. In most of the other provinces, tiger controls are in place and you cannot own a tiger, especially in a residential area. So it's basically a failing in the definition of wild animal in terms of the Ekurhuleni bylaws, which is allowing this to happen.
Any movement in trying to correct these bylaws then, as far as you know?
In October 2021, we called a meeting with all the relevant authorities. We had them come to the council offices. And we at that stage already said, listen guys, there's a big problem. We need this to change. So I know law takes long to get changed. However, even a referendum of the residents of these municipalities, I mean, that should be something to fast-track the process, because it's a simple definition change to be inclusive of exotic animals that has to be done. Whether you put in a grandfather clause or not, the process has to start now, because there's more and more private ownership of tigers that we're seeing.
And part of that private ownership of tigers could very well be contributing to what is a burgeoning trade in live tigers and tiger body parts. Apparently, between 2011 and 2020, there were 359 live tigers that were exported from South Africa. That is worrying, isn't it?
Oh, it's extremely worrying. Tigers are listed as an Appendix 1 animal in terms of the CITES Convention. which means that there's very, very strict international trade regulations on tigers. So it is a huge concern. We are seeing so many tigers. Even on when we do the lion facilities, the lion farm inspections, we're seeing tigers in captivity across the country. So it, for us, it's an extremely concerning aspect, and it's something that has to be addressed by laws.
And who should be leading that addressing of the laws? Is it the Gauteng Agricultural Department? Should they be taking responsibility, as ultimately that's where the buck should stop in the province, right?
Well, there's unfortunately some I'm just trying to work it out how to say it, but NEMBA doesn't actually include exotics as such for as a control measure for the nature conservation entity. However, there is a burden of responsibility in terms of animal welfare, and ultimately from a municipality in terms of human health and safety. And this is where the buck should really stop, is whether NEMBA includes exotics or not, if to a degree of welfare at the moment, shouldn't be the overriding cause. The overriding and urgency should be on human health and safety as well as the animals' welfare. And that's where we're seeing the failing. Something has to change immediately in terms of the bylaws to protect people, the residents and the animals.
This is the second tiger on the loose within a month in that part of Gauteng, and this has seen a growing call for a ban on keeping tigers as pets. Whether you respond to the next question as the individual, Doug, or the representative of the National Council of SPCAs is up to you, Doug. Would you support a call for a ban on keeping tigers as pets?
Oh, absolutely, in my personal capacity as well as that of the council. These are wild animals. No matter how much you expect them to be domesticated, it's like when Sheba escaped, the owner still stated that once she got out that enclosure, she was a different animal. And that's exactly, they will revert to their immediate state, which is that of a wild animal and a dangerous apex predator. So absolutely, we do not support tigers in captivity and residential ownership.
Which is good to hear. Doug Volhalter, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. The Wildlife Protection Unit Manager at the National Council of SPCAs. Do you support the call that is mounting for a ban on keeping tigers as pets? At the very least, could we just look at those bylaws in Ekurhuleni and have that addressed? Could the coalition partners who are governing the city of Ekurhuleni realize that this is a real danger, not only to the wildlife animals, but more importantly to human beings, and actually address those laws, please? 011-883-0702.